Good afternoon with WXPR. I'm Katie Thorson. Now is the time to get your COVID-19 vaccine if you haven't already done so, according to Governor Tony Evers. In a COVID-19 update with the Department of Health Services, the governor urged people to get vaccinated.
Summer is right around the corner, and getting vaccinated will allow us to get back to all the gatherings and events we all miss.
More than 2 million Wisconsinites are fully vaccinated. DHS Deputy Secretary Julie Willems-Van Dyke says we're no longer seeing the urgency of getting a vaccine like we did earlier this year. Majority of the age groups not yet vaccinated tend to be younger. Willems-Van Dyke says this makes sense since those tend to be the age groups less at risk from dying from COVID.
What I'd say to people is the vaccines are safe, the side effects are mild, and if you take that vaccine, you're not only protecting yourself, you're protecting others in the community, other loved ones, other people who can't get the vaccine because of medical contraindications, and you contribute to guarding against the mutation of this virus so that we won't end up with a COVID-19 variant that is even more lethal.
Children as young as 12 are now able to get the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. You can find resources about the vaccines and where to get vaccinated on our website, WXPR.org. A big employer in central Wisconsin will be under new ownership. This week, Domtar and Canada's Paper Excellence confirmed a deal for Domtar's sale. The value of the agreement is $3 billion. Tammy Waters is the manager of communications and government relations at Domtar.
This agreement brings stability and a long-term commitment to realizing our plan for growth, which benefits our employees and the communities where we operate.
At the Nakusa Mill, there are 390 workers. At the mill in Rothschild, there are 350. Officials from both companies say those jobs will not be going anywhere.
Domtar will retain its name, continue to operate as a standalone pulp, paper, and packaging business. And Domtar's current management team and organizational structure will stay in place as well.
The agreement is expected to be finalized in the next 4 to 8 months. Walters did not see any downside to the agreement. Paper Excellence is buying Domtar's stock at $55.50 per share in an all-cash deal. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A downtown Minocqua restaurant is looking to spread its wings and drum up some more business. Owners of Wild Turkey Smokehouse got support from the Minocqua Plan Commission Tuesday for a conditional use permit to place 25 portable tables on the grassy area outside the restaurant. It's at the corner of US 51 and Front Street. The matter now heads to the town board for another review, and from there to Oneida County for final consideration. In addition to the outside seating, the owners want to have live music, an outside grill during major downtown events, and a beer trailer. Wild Turkey owners hope to have the outside dining and music going by this 4th of July. By the end of this year, Anago will have invested more than $6 million in remaking its downtown. The infrastructure under 5th Avenue has been replaced, and the streetscape on the surface is brand new. At the same time, new businesses are gradually moving into storefronts that had been empty for years. Cecil DeHart owns Funtime Anago, a gaming center and skate park on 5th Avenue.
I used to joke that there were so many antique stores in town and secondhand stores, it was becoming antique go. I'm like, we don't need more of that. We need something new, something fresh, something that can appeal to the young people and kind of get them to stick around and really work to making our community a better place and stuff.
What would a revitalized downtown Anago look like to people who live there? We asked that question on this week's Employed. You can hear it at 5:45 here on WXPR. After last year's cancellations, Rhinelander is excited to bring back its 4th of July parade. The parade will be on the 4th of July holiday. The Lions Kitty Parade starts at 10 with the main parade at 11. Dale Schlevey is the Rhinelander Parade chairman. He says the theme this year is Remember, United We Stand.
We think the word remember is a very important word because United We Stand, we didn't stand together in the past few years, and a couple years and that. So I thought, and my wife and I thought, let's put the word remember. Remember, United We Stand. That people got to get together.
There will be 4 marching bands in this year's parade. They're still looking for business and organizations that want to be part of the parade. You can reach out to the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce for an application. Your forecast this afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 68, dropping down to 40 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 68. This is WXPR News.